Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Barbara Howard. Today, thousands of Armenian Americans gathered in Boston at ceremonies to mark the 100th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide. On this day, in 1915, Turks massacred hundreds of Armenian intellectuals in Constantinople during the last years of the Ottoman Empire. Those killings ignited the murder of 1.5 million Armenians and the forced deportation of hundreds of thousands more. The Armenian Genocide holds special significance in Massachusetts, and WBUR's Bruce Gellerman attended today's ceremonies in Boston. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Barbara, or should I say Barev? That's hi in Armenian.
Okay. Well, Bruce, I saw some of the photos that you tweeted out from the ceremonies. It looked like there were a ton of people.
Oh, boy, it was a huge crowd and very colorful. Red, white, and blue flags, along with Armenian blue, red, and orange tricolor flags. And it wasn't just Armenian Americans, but there were Jews, Rwandans, Cambodians, a lot of other people from other ethnic groups who have also suffered mass murder because of their backgrounds. But yes, a lot of Armenians. And that's not surprising, Barbara, because Worcester was actually the first Armenian settlement in the United States. Massachusetts has the second largest Armenian population among the states. And Watertown, where I'm from, has the third largest Armenian community in the nation. And it was Watertown State Rep. Jonathan Hecht who led the ceremony at the State House. It was the 100th anniversary of the genocide. And he started off saying, "We're here to send a strong message."
100 years is far, far too long. It is long past time for the entire international community, including our own government in Washington, and especially the Turkish government in Ankara, to acknowledge the historical truth of the Armenian genocide.
Now, you probably know that Turkey acknowledges the sufferings of the Armenian people, but the government denies responsibility for the genocide.
And the U.S. doesn't recognize the genocide.
No. It's highly politicized. There have been attempts to get the United States to recognize it, but it involves geopolitics at a really grand scale. But, most nations actually don't, but there are 43 states that do recognize the Armenian genocide, and Massachusetts is one of them. And Charlie Baker, who's the governor, was among the dignitaries at today's State House ceremony.
I want you to know, as your governor, I stand proudly with the Armenian American community on this issue, and we will never forget, ever, that 100 years ago, over 1 million Armenians were killed by the Ottoman Empire.
And that really was the message, Barbara. Remember history and recognize the genocide. Baker said he was proud that the history of the Armenian genocide is taught in public schools across Massachusetts.
Well, and that program didn't end just right outside the State House, isn't that right? It went elsewhere.
Oh, no. They marched from the State House, and then the crowd swelled as they moved to the Armenian Heritage Park on the Rose Kennedy Greenway. There were a lot of Armenian clergy. There were people dressed up in traditional costumes. There were dancers and some really inspired speeches. Former Governor Deval Patrick was there, Middlesex Sheriff Peter Katujian, James Kalastian. Kalastian, I think. Well, I'm probably butchering his name. I won't be the first to do that. He was the co-chair of the Armenian Genocide Centennial Commemoration. He was there, too.
But let the naysayers and denialists hear our voices loud and clear. This park is more than a symbol of hope. For we are not gathered here as victims of genocide. On the contrary, we are here today to demonstrate to the world that we are victors, victors over oppression.
So while it was emotional, it was the overall feeling, I think, was very uplifting. And I should mention that to get in the spirit of things, I recorded some music from the ceremony, and it was, it'll give you a sense of what happened there. I love it.
Okay, that's WBUR's Bruce Gellerman. Thanks, Bruce.
Kantrem, shnoha galut soon. Thank you.
And to you, too.